It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day, and welcome to the first day of March. It's a Wednesday. It's a wonderific Wednesday. It's a winning Wednesday, and it's a wet and windy Wednesday. Say that real fast, two times. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. We're 106.3, 106.5, and 106.7 because we stretched our arms out and took three frequencies. Plus, our guests have so much to say, it won't fit on one frequency. So, yeah. A couple of things going on. This Friday, it's Be True to Your Teen Resource Center. And this is happening for teens and for adults. There's a couple different workshops. It's at the Anderson Fieldhouse from 10 to 2. And you can email Wendy at notmykid.org. And she can tell you more about it and give you the full rundown. There is a Shamrock Rock and Roll First Friday that the Kingman Chamber is holding at the Beale Street location for MCC and the Chamber in downtown. 5:30 till 8, call the Kingman Chamber if you're interested, 928-753-6253. And don't forget Carol King Tapestry at the Riverside, Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort Hotel and Casino, 7 p.m. Nevada time. And you call get tickets. It actually starts tonight, 702-298-2535. And she'll be in here Friday, so she'll be here live. But meanwhile, you can... what did I just do? Let me do this. There we go. You can check her out live each night at the Riverside. And I'm waiting for my other CD player to get its act together. There we go. All right, now we go into my beautiful studio today. Oh, man. I'll tell you, I got two gorgeous ladies in here. I feel like I'm privileged.
You are.
So welcome Jackie Jensen, who, best looking studio on the Colorado River. Jackie is the sponsorship coordinator, marketing genius for the city of Bullhead City. And Claire Adams is the Superior Recreation Supervisor for Bullhead City. Welcome.
Thanks, Larry.
And by the way, did you get Toby's name changed on his door?
To?
To Recreation Supervisor Trainer.
He probably would add that.
Yeah, since the last two
right.
people that worked for him have left him and gone to Recreation.
Right. Yeah. What does that say about him? No, just kidding. Toby, if you're listening...
Careful, careful. He still has an opportunity to sign the check somewhere.
You know, and he actually, you know, we just got a third recreation supervisor, Kenny Probst, recreation.
Wow.
And he worked with Toby at the Boys and Girls Club for basketball. So really, Toby's covering all of his bases these days.
Yeah, I guess he just calls Dave and says, I got your next supervisor for you.
Get a desk ready.
Fantastic. So we're going to talk about the air show first.
Sure.
There's a lot going on with that thing.
So much. It's very exciting. And I've learned so much through this process.
And it's 31 days from today.
Thanks, Larry. I'm going to breathe into
a bag. It's on April Fool's Day, but there's no fooling. There's a lot going on at the airport. And it's free to get in. That's the best part.
Yes.
Yeah. And you might get to spend a little bit of money there when you're there, but you don't have to.
No. There's going to be tons of vendors and food trucks, but they'll have the air show. The gates open at 10 a.m. The air show itself starts at noon. But there's a whole area of static displays, and they're bringing in all kinds of military planes that you'll be able to get up close and personal and meet the pilots and the crew, and as well as vintage aircraft. And they're working to try and get – they've got – Huey and Cobra helicopters coming in.
Oh, wow.
And they're working now to see if they'll be able to do some flights where you'll be able to pay and ride in those helicopters.
How cool to go up and see the Colorado River from a couple thousand feet. Yeah.
So, very cool stuff.
I flew with Don Laughlin one time when we had a microburst go through old Bullhead. Well, Bullhead City actually went right down Lakeside and flipped over some trailers and some storage sheds and took down about 10 telephone poles or light poles. And so the chief said, I want video and pictures from the ground, and can you get them from the sky? I said, sure. He goes, are you sure? Well, I was taking a Dale Carnegie course in Kingman with Danny Laughlin at the time. So I called Danny. I said, I need to get up the bird. And I said, can, you know, someone take me? And he goes, yeah, let me call you back. And then he called me back, and he goes, yeah, my dad will take you. Be here at 4 o'clock. So I grabbed Tom Gallant because I knew he shot video, and we went up. And the funniest thing, though, when you're on top of that casino, he tells you, now listen, I pick up about 10 feet, and then we swing over the water, and we drop about 10 feet. So be prepared. And you're going, oh, yeah, okay, no problem.
Until you're just saying that makes me want to barf.
Until you drop that 10 feet and you realize you can't grab anything because everything's fallen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then he flew us all over River Bend, and it was an experience.
That's
cool.
Know?
Yeah, and so going up in a helicopter is an exciting thing to do, especially right there at the airport when you can be above all the casinos. And
So lots of fun stuff coming together for the air show.
Good. How many planes are we going to have?
Like in the air show itself?
Yeah.
I didn't count them.
Oh, okay.
So,
how about static display?
I would say probably 15 planes in the show.
Wow.
So I have my little cheat sheet here.
Yeah.
We have the Huey Cobra. They're going to do a helicopter demo and like a battle show.
Oh, cool.
And then they're going to have a Hellcat and a Zero. Do you know what those are?
Nope.
I just learned.
They sound like they're fun, though.
They are, and they're very rare. There's not many of them left. And they will do an aerial fight. To show what that was like.
How cool.
So, and they're from World War II. And then we have a man of war that's going to do an aerobatic demo, a biplane aerobatic demo, and then the smoke and thunder jet car. Have you ever seen that?
No, but it's supposed to go really fast.
Yeah, 400 miles an hour.
Wow.
So he's going to race a plane.
He's going to race a plane?
Yeah, so that'll be cool.
Oh.
And then we have the A-10 Thunderbolts that are coming in. They're going to do a demo, and then they're bringing in a heritage flight with them. It's from the Air Force, but we haven't been told yet what we're getting.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be like our mystery plane.
It'll come in covered.
Yeah.
So, you know, young kids, and you have kids, and you have kids, but I mean, young kids, many of them have a fascination about planes, and now here's an opportunity to take them down there and let them walk around in the planes and around the planes,
the
planes.
There's very few opportunities where you're able to get this up close.
Right.
And then to be able to spend time talking to the pilots or, you know, anyone who has that sort of interest in, it's a great opportunity. And as you mentioned earlier, it's free.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Right.
So you can take your whole family down there on April the 1st, April Fool's Day, starting at 10 o'clock and go in there and look at the displays.
Yes, and we'll have free parking and free shuttle service.
Oh, that's right.
Along Highway 95. So park for free, hop on the shuttle, bring your lawn chairs and umbrella.
And if you think about where they've always set off the fireworks in Old Bullhead, that's going to be the parking lot. And then they'll have buses take you right up to the airport.
That and I think they're going to start with the dirt lot next to Sam's Club.
Okay.
Then they'll fill that and then they'll progress
along
down.
Okay.
But, it'll be fun.
It will be.
And it's going to be an amazing day.
It's
going to be beautiful
one.
Weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing day.
Beautiful weather, no wind.
Hopefully between now and 30
it's
days.
It's going to be beautiful.
We dry out and get a little warmer.
That'll be fine.
Yeah. The Saturday right after the Kiwanis Kids Expo.
Yes.
Yes. That you guys are involved in.
Yes.
Yeah. And Claire is.
No, it's a busy weekend. So you have your event, then we have the air show, and then the next day, Recreation is working with Fishing Forever and Anderson Ford, and they're going to do a free kids fishing event.
Fabulous.
That next day. So,
at the lake or?
I haven't got all the details. I think it's going to Rotary Park.
Oh, okay. Great.
So they're finalizing that right now.
Years ago, the Noon Kiwanis Club used to do a fishing event for kids up at the lake, and because so many of the members had like pontoon boats and stuff.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And they always had me come up from the fire department and talk about safety for these kids before they got on the boats. But they faded away from that. I don't know why. But there was like 60 kids up there.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Waiting to go fish. So and a lot of them, it's probably their first time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be the first time at the air show. So you're going to have a lot of kids there.
Yeah.
Good thing you both love kids.
Yeah. And, you know, and through this whole process, we've made some really great connections. And one of them is with Aviation Nation that runs the air show at Nellis.
Wow.
And so we've been working with them. And so this year, we just started our partnership with them. So it's really more towards our next air show.
Yeah.
But they were telling us that they were able to, and their air show is huge and has been going on for a long time.
Sure.
I'd like to add that. But they now have a partnership with NASA.
With NASA?
With NASA. So NASA goes to Nellis for their air show and they have a big display, and this next air show that they're having, they're going to give away scholarships.
Whoa.
Through NASA. And so,
that's quite the...
The partner was saying, hopefully we can build you into this too. So that's one of our future plans, is hopefully to develop that relationship.
Wow.
To have those opportunities at our air show as well. So a lot of great, great stuff.
Cool. And who would have thought it when they first said,
right,
to you, let's do an air show?
Right. And I have to say, everybody that we've met, and we've been working with the people who put on the Sacramento air show and down in Huntington, all great people, and everybody wants to do whatever they can to help us and has just been tremendous.
Because they know to make it a success is big.
Right.
You know?
And their shows, ours is the only show that's free. So, like, they're like, that's what's so different about, you know, because they're putting on events and making profit off of the gate.
Right.
And we have hired a consultant, Kevin Walsh. And I will say, and I love Kevin. He's a really great guy. But all of these people that we've met through Nellis and Sacramento and Huntington, all these places, everybody's like, oh, you're working with Kevin Walsh? He's like a rock star.
So oh, wow.
Kevin gives us street cred in the air show business.
How cool is that? All right. Everybody knows him, huh?
Yeah, so he's a great guy. We're lucky to have him.
Good, good. All right, what do you say we take our first break, and then we'll come back and we'll chat with Claire about all the things that recreation has going on, which is usually a lot. And now's the time you can win if you want to call in and win a gift card for Perkins, $25, 702-298-1063. Give us a call now.
Bugs are outside and inside on the Colorado River 24/7, 365. So if they're in your home or business, call Barron Pest Solutions, 758-5499. No one wants a visitor or a customer seeing a dragon crawling across your floor. Call Barron there today, bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective treatments that turns termites, spiders, scorpions, and dragons away from your home or business, 758-5499. Solving your bug problems, Barron Pest Solutions, quality experience, family.
Mojave Electric continues to support education with 18 $200 classroom grants for educators to purchase materials, equipment, or supplies for a special school project. Submissions are now being accepted from teachers and schools in MEC's service territory until March 17, 2023. Applications are available on www.mojaveelectric.com or at our member service office at 928 Hancock Road. Apply today. It's more than an apple. It's financial support.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Arizona offers thousands of helpful resources for service members, veterans, and their families, but navigating the system can be confusing and overwhelming. Call 866-4AZ-VETS to talk directly to caring people professionally trained to help you. Get connected to resources and benefits at no cost. Just call 866-4AZ-VETS now. This message is brought to you by the Arizona Coalition for Military Families, the Arizona Department of Veteran Services, and Arizona's Be Connected partners.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by TWN Communications. Three different services, one dependable connection. Enjoy fast fiber internet, digital phone, and TV streaming service, all from TWN in partnership with Mojave Electric Cooperative. Take the next step now and pre-register today at TWNcom.com/Mojave. You can also call 888-227-2095. You can also stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road. And remember, there's over 13,000 connections available right now. And unless you check, you don't know if you're one. Yeah, you could have it and don't even know it. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place to eat and shop. Downstairs, we got restaurants, we got ice cream, we got Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory upstairs, and then we got the Levi store to the Vitamin World, the Boot Barn to the movies, and the Pendleton store. And five businesses in the front of the mall that face Casino Drive. ProFit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. If you're thinking about getting healthy in 2023, you know, you want to lose a pound or two, or you just want to feel better, well, the healthiest breakfast, lunch, and dinner on the river is at ProFit Kitchen. Check it out. You can also do meal prep solutions where he'll make your lunch for the whole week. You pick it up and you don't have to go through a drive-thru. You've got it set for the whole week. You're going to eat healthy. People order their meals there all the time for the week. Check out their full menu, and you can also place your order at ProFit Kitchen. That's KITCHIN.com. And ask about their catering services. Mojave Electric Cooperative. They continue to support education with 18 $200 classroom grants available for educators to purchase materials, equipment, or supplies for a classroom project. Submissions can be accepted right now by teachers in the MEC territory up till March 17th. You had 17 days. Applications are available at the MEC website, which is mojaveelectric.com, or call MEC at 928-763-1100. All right, back in the studio. And now let's talk to Claire and talk about some of the action going on in the world of recreation.
Well, Larry, as you know, we are always busy running amazing events for our community. The next event that we're having is our farmers market this Saturday.
That's right.
Yes, so it is the St. Paddy's Market. Don't forget, we only have two markets left. So this market and then the one April 8th.
And then we take a little break for the summer.
We take a little break.
Yeah.
It's a little warm
out there to have a
market. But yeah. Again, it's going to be another great market. Lieutenant Andy Saviano has promised me good weather.
Saturday. Andy's in charge of the weather.
He controls the weather. Oh. I don't know. He's a man of a lot of talents, and he does control the weather.
I remember when he told us that we're going to build a trail and open it.
And he hasn't delivered that. That's right.
I mean, technically, the trail is built.
And it's open. I've walked it a few times.
There may not be bathrooms.
But he did promise us bathrooms, though, right?
I think he did.
Yes.
Let's go back and watch the video.
I know. Jeez. No. But, yes, so we're going to have great weather. We have over 75 vendors.
I'm expecting a text any minute chewing my butt from Andy.
I don't know if he's listening. But, we have, again, 75 vendors. We have more and more food trucks are coming to these markets.
Yeah?
Well, yes, I think that in October we had, like, maybe two food trucks, and this time I think we have six food vendors
going
to be there. So, you feed people food, they will come, and they shop. Our vendors, they sell a variety of arts, crafts. We have our strawberry guy, who is the DD Farms, who does the strawberries.
Right.
So we do have a couple farms coming and selling amazing produce and baked goods. So it should be a fun day.
Good.
Yes.
All right. That's this Saturday.
9 to 1 Arizona Time Community Park. And I will tell everyone that Jackie and I met last week, and we have big plans for next year's farmers market season.
Oh, yeah?
We're trying to add in some fun and things. Now that I have a year under my belt and I'm kind of familiar with this, I go to Jackie, my best friend and my
mentor,
who has all these wonderful ideas. Actually, she gets it, and we get crazy ideas together, and then she approaches Toby, and we blame her. So.
So do you think Toby panics when he sees you walk into Jackie's office?
Every time.
No joke.
Walking out of her office or walking in.
Or the two of you walking in his office together.
Yes. Walking together anywhere. He wants to know, like, what have you guys been doing? Are you planning?
A cold chill goes down his spine.
Yeah, but in reality, he's probably happy that he has that kind of cohesiveness going on. And two brains working together to get things accomplished in our town.
Yeah, we have a good team right now. Yeah. And I do want to say, so with the Bullet City Farmers Market, we do have a website and a Facebook page. And I've been telling people, if you have ideas for next season or things that you think we could add or do, or if you have a vendor or something you saw somewhere else, share it with us on our Facebook page, because we are working on next year's season and we want to make everything bigger and better. And
you can always get a hold of both these ladies at 928-763-9400.
Absolutely.
And just ask for Claire or ask for Jackie. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or ask for us both. We're usually together.
Can I have the office of Jackie and Claire, please?
So we do have that coming up this weekend, and we do have a couple events. Fun events planned for March.
Yeah, what's this character breakfast?
That is not through us. That is... is actually the Ghost Lights Theater. We do kind of partner with them, but they, for their advertising, their musical, The Seussical, right?
Ooh.
And they have a character breakfast where they meet the characters. So it's the Ghost Light Theater.
Because the city logo is on it,
right.
and I thought it was yours.
The theater runs through the community center.
Mm. Right, okay.
So because they use the stage.
We still call it the Sunling Center?
It is. Technically, yes. We're in the process of helping them change it all over. It will soon be the Optimum Community Center.
Okay.
It'll be the community center formerly known as the Community Center. It's all coming together.
Yeah. If we list all the times a cable company has sold, I can go back to when it was like Dimension Cable, and I think I found a bill recently of way back, like in the 80s. And I forget what it was called then, but I was like, whoa.
It should pay more.
It was paid $10 a month for cable. I know.
Right?
$10. Oh.
And how much did you pay for eggs then? I want to know.
I don't think I bought eggs then, you know.
Because I think eggs are more expensive than your cable was back then.
Probably. Yes. Probably. Yeah. I know that Rick Southey's in our Kiwanis Club, and he would just bring eggs. And now, because we do a raffle every week, we do like a 50-50. He now brings them and puts them in the 50-50, you know,
because
we sell more tickets.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And people are like, those are worth more than the pot.
Right.
You know? So, yeah. So he
isn't that crazy?
My wife said to me yesterday, we should get chickens. And I said, oh, yes, our dogs would love to play with them.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh.
Can you have chickens in Bullet?
Yeah.
Okay, because my husband said we should get chickens, too. And I thought we had moved to
Vermont. Has he been talking to my wife?
I don't know, but he thought of that, too. Like, let's get chickens. And I'm like, don't we have, like, enough kids? And
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
We don't need any more.
How many dogs do you have?
I don't have any dogs.
Oh, just three kids?
Four kids. Four kids, a guinea pig, and a cat.
Okay. Have you put a TV in the bedroom now? There's, you know, with four kids.
Sound like my dad, Larry.
All right, let's take a break. I do want to remind you that Casey and the Sunshine Band is at the Edge Pavilion Friday night. Yeah, call Edgewater at 702-298-2454. And then there's a grand opening in Kingman at the Cottage Creative College. It's called Downtown Kingman from 10 to 4. Call the Kingman Chamber for more information, 928-753-6253. And then there's this thing called the Farmer's Market. Yeah. All right, stick around. We're going to come right back. Thank you for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our call-in number is 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. And we'll be right back after this break.
Meet me at Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Center, the place for value and style.
was the last time your home or business heating system was serviced by professionals? It's time now to prepare and have your heating system serviced to last during our chilly season. You don't want your system to fail or break down on a cold winter night. Arizona Comfort Solutions can service your heating system and keep you, your family, or employees warm. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 758-2400. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Stay warm. 928-758-2400.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit mojaveelectric.com/broadband. That's mojaveelectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Well, it's that time again. The world-famous Barrows Car Club, High Desert Hyundai, Culver's, and a host of other great sponsors present the third annual Tri-State Classic Car and Home Improvement Show at Anderson Fieldhouse right here in Bullhead City, March 10th through the 12th. All proceeds benefit the Mojave County Canine Unit. Two shows in one, home improvement and classic cars. It promises to be a great time. We will see you there.
Oh, the ladies are loving the music today, rocking out in the studio. By the way, did I tell you today's the first? And you know, always on the first, you're supposed to check your smoke detectors on the first. So push the buttons on all your smoke alarms and make sure that they work. You would have loved it a couple months ago. The chief was here on the first, and he had Emily with him. And when I pushed that button, she jumped about a foot out of her chair. I didn't see it because I was ready to read the commercial, you know. Love the city in here. Hey, we're brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery each and every day. And now they're delivering Butcher Block. Yes, they have a breakfast Hearty Man's combo, or you can have steak quesadillas or country fried steak and eggs. With eggs, with breakfast served from open to close, and eggs too, served open to close. For lunch or dinner, they've got a T-bone steak topped with garlic butter and mashed potatoes and veggies. Then you can add mushrooms or shrimp or super salad. It's yummy. And this Butcher Block breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Perkins. Shed Guys, locally owned and operated, delivering pre-built portable buildings. You pick the size, you pick the windows, you pick the doors, the ramps, you know, if you want a porch. You're going to stop by today and see the selection at 5169 Highway 95 in Fort Mojave, just kind of north of Walmart. Or north of, soon it'll be north of the Jack in the Box. Yeah. Call Robert at 928-758-7224. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, are you interested in entering the world of healthcare? Well, Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you and train you to become a certified nursing assistant through Mojave Community College. But you don't go to the college. You do it all at work while you're working, and you get paid for it. And when you get that certificate, you make more money. Yeah. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapist, occupational therapist, and speech therapist, plus it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who needs those services, pick up the phone and call 928-763-1404. Or if you know someone who wants to become a nursing assistant and start off, whoa, cool, 928-763-1404. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, experts in swimming pools, home or commercial, plus experts in pest solutions, home or commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. And for alarm systems, pools, and pest solutions, call Barron's at 928-758-5499. Back into the studio with the young ladies from Bullhead City. What else do you have going on in the world of recreation?
Hey, really quick, Larry. You were just going through last weekend's or this weekend's events, and you missed a pretty big one. My birthday is on Sunday. Oh, and you didn't mention that. And I thought there
would be... It didn't even make my
sheet. I thought there would be a cake or something when we got here.
That's the only reason I came.
Yeah, so I just wanted to let you know that...
My wife's wife last Sunday, and I had 3 weeks to prepare for that cake. Because every day she would tell me I
And
expected
you
cake.
Did well, I hope.
I went to Cold Stone and got one of those nice little cakes.
Good for you. Oh,
with Oreo in it. And, yeah, it was really good.
You're a wise man.
Yeah. So tell your husband.
Oh, you think I haven't been bringing that up for weeks?
Oh, yeah. He's on week two of hearing it for 3 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Monday I was like, so how do we start my birthday week? What happens today?
You know, I have a friend whose mother supplies her a gift every day in August for her birthday.
That's amazing.
And her birthday is like the 20th, I think. And so she gets a gift every day from her mom. Every
That's
day.
That's a good mom.
Every day. Yes.
You should think about doing that for me, Jackie. For the month of October.
Perfect. Hers is the 4th. You get 4 days. Sold.
Claire's like, okay, how do I change it to the 24th?
You're right.
All right. What's up, Claire?
Oh, what's up? So we talked about Farmers Market. Now we're going to go into some of our fun events that we have going on in March. Our next event, smaller event. You know, we're supposed to do these pop-up events. And so we do have a couple fun ones. We have Friday, March 24th, free rock painting event at our recreation building. And so we will be providing the rocks, the paint, come in and paint. Starts at 11 a.m. And then we will be going out into Ken Povarg Park and hiding some. I mean, you can either take your rock home. You can hide them for other people to find.
That's the 24th?
The 24th.
And then people on the 25th at the expo can find them.
See? Yeah. Maybe you should, we should make one special and then you go find it.
Me?
Yes.
I have
like
time to look for. Yeah, right.
Larry's rock. I'm going to paint you something special, Larry.
And it's funny because I'm taking Friday off for that because there's so much planning. And last night we had our Kiwanis nightly meeting, and Julie Hassett said, I need to come on the 24th. And I said, you can't come on the 24th. She goes, why? I said, I won't be there. I said, I get the expo. And so I'm dark on the 24th.
So what you're saying is you have time on Friday to swing by and paint a rock.
Oh, yeah, sure I do.
We'll see you there.
Well, we'll see everybody and, of course, Larry on the 24th, 11 a.m.
11 a.m.
Okay. Recreation building, paint a rock with
that's
us.
A Friday, it's kids' days off from school.
And that's a lot of the times that we're trying to plan some of these events because it's a great way for, you know, parents to bring their kids.
Yeah.
And enjoy a free event. I mean, who doesn't love free, fun events?
And they've all got cell phones, so they can all take pictures of their rocks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we do have that on the 24th. And then on the 30th of March, that is a Thursday, we have two events all in one. It is a walk in the park and bark in the park event.
Which park are we choosing?
This is going to be Rotary Park. So the walk in the park will take place around the Rotary Park Trail.
Right.
We are kind of celebrating National Walk in the Park Day.
Okay.
So that is on the 30th at 6 p.m. Join Recreation. We will be having some snacks and some face painting for the kids.
Okay.
And then everyone can just take a walk and enjoy the – you've walked around that trail right there. It's beautiful.
The day they cut the ribbon, Tom Brady and I walked the whole thing together.
See? Yeah. So you'll be here too. Larry, we will keep your schedule
packed. I walked just to make sure he could do it.
And then the Bark in the Park will take place at the Rotary Park Dog Park, 6 p.m. That same day. So it's kind of...
And that's what day is that?
That's the 30th.
Oh, okay.
So you can bring your dogs to come play at the park. Dog park, you can come out with your family and just join us for a nice
walk. If you send me these flyers, I can add them to my list.
We will leave our flyers with you.
Okay.
I mean,
all right,
yeah, they're yours.
Do we have anything at the Bark in the Park?
Bark in the Park, I know we're going to have vendors, and they've got games and prizes, and they're going to do some raffles.
Oh, okay.
And so you can bring your doggies down and have some fun, too.
Yeah. The dog park is divided in two for large dogs and small dogs.
Yes.
I built it.
All by yourself?
Well,
yeah,
no,
amazing.
I had
Larry.
Lori Fonzie and Ron Fonzie. There was a committee. It was actually part of the leadership program.
I remember.
And then they kind of, a lot of people dropped off, but like Lori and Ron Fonzie decided, well, we'll make this happen.
Right, and they did.
Yeah, Eva's husband was helping, and we had a whole committee, and then the city helped lay the concrete, and
Do you bring your dogs down there? You have a dog.
I have a pair of dogs.
You have a pair of dogs. Do you
bring
them?
If I took them down there, they would jump every dog there. Yeah. Yesterday, they opened a 6-foot gate, and we're like, how'd they get that open? And my wife caught them on the next street. Because she's got tags on them now that she can see them on their phone.
Wow.
Her phone. Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
Because they've got out three times. That's three times too many.
I was thinking about doing that with my teenager.
Putting a tag on her?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do that with this phone.
Yeah. I know, but you can leave your phone somewhere.
A teenager?
Yeah.
Leaving their phone?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
That's probably true.
Yeah. I said to my granddaughter when she came over Sunday, I said, how come I can't see you on my phone? Yeah. She goes, that happens sometimes with my mom and dad, too. And I said, yeah, that's you doing
turning
something with the phone,
right.
Turning it off. And mm-hmm. She goes, it would send you a notification. I go, no, it doesn't. You leave that on and don't ever take it off. Mm-hmm. You're now 16 and driving.
Right.
We need to all know where you're at.
Or they say, oh, it doesn't get good service at the movie theater and the casino. Or, you know, I get that excuse, too.
Yeah?
Yes.
Your kids have cell phones already?
I have an 18-year-old, a 14-year-old, so, and a 10-year-old. She has a cell phone. Two-and-a-half-year-old, he doesn't.
Not yet.
He pretends, but no. We don't get him one yet.
He just plays with yours when you go out to dinner?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure. But, yeah, so we have those in March. And then...
Jackie's got a couple pages.
And we have, what should we talk about?
And then I would go right into April with you.
Oh, April.
This is,
okay.
This
cool.
is going to be fun. But don't forget, we do have April 8th. We have Farmer's Market. So it's we pushed it back because the air show. So
right.
The last one will be April 8th. And we are thinking of getting a Easter Bunny photo area.
Oh,
so
cool.
The Easter Bunny will be there, and so you know we're trying to make things
sweating inside that outfit.
You didn't know that you're going to be the Easter Bunny. No, and then this event is going to be so much fun. We are partnering with our pest abatement manager.
Okay.
You met him.
Dr. He's been in
Michael.
Here many
I can
times.
Never pronounce his last name, so I just won't go there. But Dr. Michael is going to be working with us for our Earth Day event. Friday, April 21st at our rec center.
Cool.
And it is going to start at noon, and there are three different stations, and the first one is owl pellet dissection. Have you ever dissected owl pellets?
It's
Jackie's fascinated
cool.
with this. I never
I've
have.
I've done it with the kids.
Talk about it a little bit of what it is.
It's very cool. We're very lucky to have Dr. Michael because he is.
Oh, he's been on my program several
times.
He's
brilliant.
He is. I was going to say he's intelligent.
Yes.
Brilliant. And when he talks about stuff, it's like, you know, like you talking about preparing a meal. Only
right.
he talks about all
right.
these things.
Mm-hmm. And he does it with such passion that you can't help but get excited.
Oh, I know.
Just listening to him. So
I know.
We sat down with him and we were like, hey, we were thinking about doing an Earth Day thing. We thought you'd be a good partner. And he was like, I've got all of these ideas. We're like, yes. Wait, let's put on another event. You know, but super excited to see this. And so Claire was going to dress up as an owl, but I wanted to be his assistant because I was like, I want to do all of these things. So the owl pellet dissection. So, you know, owls, when they eat, their bodies digest all of the protein and then they regurgitate the bones.
Okay.
So when they regurgitate the bones, it comes out in like a cocoon.
Really?
So you we're going to dissect the
cocoon,
right, and put the bones back together to see what they ate.
Wow.
So you can get these kits online.
Yeah.
So I know I've never done this. Jackie and Dr. Michael, I mean, first of all, I brought Jackie just so she could help me understand what Michael was, because he went on and all these big words, and I'm like, how do you spell that? Like, what are we talking about? But they've done this before in school. I've never done this, so this is going to be great. I think the kids will love this. And then Station 2, we'll be having a desert seed bomb. So the kids are making their own seed bombs out of, like, seeds and clay and sand.
Oh, okay.
And sand. And
they're all indigenous seeds. So
right.
The whole thing about a seed bomb is that you make it. It looks like a bath bomb.
Okay.
And you let it dry out, and then you can...
Only you would call them bath bombs.
Right. And then you throw it wherever you want it, and it breaks. And because they're indigenous seeds...
They
will grow.
Oh, okay.
So it's you can throw them in your yard or
cool.
Everybody could go to Larry's and throw it in his yard. Yeah. You know, whatever.
My yard's all rock.
As long as there's some water, it will happen.
Good.
Yes, and then
where's that going to be?
That's
going to be at the
rec center. So we're
okay.
putting this event on at our office, and then he's bringing in all these different insects that you know the kids can look under the microscopes and kind of see the names of them and
right.
the parts of them.
And he said he'll have like the things that are in our area, mm-hmm. like the tarantula that you would see here or the snakes
oh, wow.
that you would see here. And
they'll
be able to see and identify and learn what everything is and what's in our yards.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, so we thought it'd be super fun and totally different than everything else that we're doing. You know, it's mm-hmm. just
Well, and there's going to be a certain population of kids that are into insects and into spiders and tarantulas and snakes and
And of course, this is all free. So you can bring your, you know, space is limited. So all these events, you can register on our Bullhead City website. You click on register and it takes you to our rec desk pages where, you know, we have all of our events. And so you just go on, you create your account. And so space is limited for this event and along with our,
Yeah, because that rec center is not all that big. It's,
right.
You're kind of limited, huh?
Yeah, and with this one, I just want to throw out my sponsors real quick. So this does have a cost to it. I mean, we are getting all the stuff to do the dissections and to make the bombs and everything. And so Dot Foods and Sam's Club have stepped up and helped us cover the cost to,
fabulous.
To do this. And I think we're loving Dr. Michael's energy, so I think that once he gets bit by this bug,
We're gonna have events every other month.
More Dr. Michael.
Yeah, you're gonna have events every other month, Michael.
Which we love. I nerd out with him. I think it's fun.
Oh, and what a knowledgeable guy to talk to.
Yes.
When he was in here on the air, there was a guy that called in, and he said that he has these bugs coming out of his skin and out of his nose and his ears, and he wanted to hear. And you know, and I'm listening to this, thinking to myself, this guy's, you know, fake or something. And Dr. Michael knew exactly what he had.
Get out of town.
And the two of them carried on this conversation about this, and I was just like sitting back listening, you know.
This is like my worst nightmare.
He really had, I mean, it was a real thing.
Yeah, oh yeah, it was. And Dr. Michael knew what it was, and I was like, wow. And you move to the desert because the heat helps them not come out, I guess, you know, or kills them. And, yeah, it was a whole real thing, and Dr. Michael knew exactly what he was talking about and just went right with it. And
I won't be Googling that.
Yeah. Well, okay, but just ask Dr. Michael.
Just ask Dr. Michael.
I will.
Yeah. So tell me about the guy that called in the radio station.
That's scary. And, yeah. How scary.
Yeah, well, it's a sickness. It's a thing.
Are you cutting me off, Larry, or do I keep going?
No, you can keep going.
Okay, so I have a few more things. I'm working with Kim Cool and the senior campus, and we were just chatting off air about what an amazing job she's done with all the activities, and her turnout there is just is crazy.
And I tell everybody that you know, at the rec center, you just call and get put on the email list, 928-763-0193, because if you're a senior citizen in Bullhead or Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, you want that email every month because it tells you everything that she's doing.
And you know, even if that – she's very active on her Facebook page.
Oh,
so
okay.
Even following her Facebook page, she puts all of her calendars and she tries to live stream some stuff on there. So I always recommend the Facebook page too, which is Bullhead City Senior Campus. And I do the newsletter for her. And so every month I am just like, wow, look at all the stuff they have going on down
there. Mackenzie sends that out at the beginning of the month and you just go, whoa, look at that.
It's impressive.
And I'm like, I can't wait to become a senior.
So much of it is she's got such great support from our community.
What was that, Claire?
I was choking on my gum a little bit. Sorry.
The other thing is the meal.
Pick on the tuna day.
The meals. The meal calendar that's in that newsletter. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
A great selection. Great meals. And I know we're always like, maybe we should start going over there and having lunch.
Yeah.
Maybe we can help and volunteer our time.
looks good. So
eat for a half hour, volunteer for a half hour.
For
that's
sure.
Lunch.
Hey. But I'm working with Kim to get some more sponsors. I mean, her activity calendars is 99% free with people volunteering their time to do things. And so we're trying to help offset some costs and so they can continue to build and add to their calendar. So I've got sponsorships for, like, arts and crafts sponsors for their arts and crafts groups and their bingo sponsors. And they do a bi-monthly ice cream social where they do ice cream Sundays and have, like, a big get-together and social. And they do happy hours and monthly birthday celebrations, and then they try to do a monthly holiday party. And so we're looking for sponsors for all of this to help cover the costs. So,
good.
So I've got that going, too.
Fabulous. The senior center, is, since Kim got there, has become so busy.
Yes.
You know, I mean, she has really taken that place and multiplied it from what it was.
For sure.
And probably can't wait for the next building.
I can't wait either. It's going to be amazing. And in the newsletter, we always do like a client spotlight of the month and a volunteer spotlight of the month. And so when I'm typing up their interviews, there's definitely a common theme with all of the people that we've had in the newsletter. And it's that the senior campus gives them a place to get out of their house,
yeah,
feel safe,
and talk to people they know,
and be able to socialize with people around their age, and it's like this place is so important to so many people.
It is, yeah,
and we're still just barely scratching the surface.
I know.
So I mean, with her building on and adding, it's gonna give people so much more. And then we're making some changes. We just did our 12th newsletter, so we just did a whole year. So March is the 12th. So we're making some changes for the April one. And so I was putting in there, you know, they offer transportation. So you can call them and they'll bring you to the senior campus and take you back home. So and that's all free. So I don't know that people know that kind of stuff. So that's Kim and I's goal, is to really try and get that out there. And we've grown the newsletter. I mean, the first month we did it, we probably did like 300. In March, she just had me print 1,200.
1,200.
And we're working towards creating a database and trying to do some, mailing them out. They go to all of our homebound meal recipients through Meals on Wheels. And,
wow.
And we have some volunteers that are taking them out to doctor's offices and to different areas. And I've gotten calls like, Lori Duchesne called and said, I just saw your newsletter. You need to start bringing it down here. We need to have it at Culver's, you know.
Okay.
So people are really
fabulous. You know, in Bullhead, it's good to be a senior when you have this opportunity to go there for free and eat and socialize.
And the other great thing is, so the meals, the lunches, are they ask for a $3 donation.
Okay.
If you're not able to cover it, then you're not. Right.
Yeah.
And so what Kim started in December was people can buy gift cards. Like I can go online and buy a gift card for $50 and either give it to a senior that I know.
Right.
Or donate it back to them, and then they tell people, you don't have to worry about it, we've got you covered. And so that people can.
That's cool.
So that's another
She's always thinking over there.
I know. It's great.
I love it. All right. This is your opportunity again to call in and win a gift card for Perkins. 702-298-1063. Give us a call as the Righteous Brothers take us to commercials.
Friends, family, and co-workers are meeting for lunch at ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall. Nothing frozen, always fresh. Enjoy your choice of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, delicious protein shakes, and awesome smoothies. Ask about meal prep solutions. See the complete menu, ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery delivers with Butcher Block, a hearty man's breakfast combo or steak quesadillas or country fried steak and eggs for lunch or dinner. First breakfast is served from open to close. Or how about top sirloin steak topped with garlic butter, mashed potatoes, and veggies? Add mushroom, shrimp, soup, or salad. Or try the steak and pepper skillet. It's yummy. Butcher Block breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Why pay for storage when you can own your own building? Hi, this is Robert with the Shed Guys, your locally owned and operated portable building specialist. We have the right size shed for your storage requirements. We have many styles, sizes, and models for your pre-built shed. Come see the selection. I'll be happy to show you around. 5160 Highway 95, south of Walmart, Fort Mojave. Or call me, 928-758-7224.
Hi, my name is Jack Mathier, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great service won as many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities, offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828, and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Here is the Our Town calendar. The Parker Veterans Stand Down is scheduled for Friday, March 10th, starting at 9 a.m. at VFW Post 7061 on Hopi Avenue. 928-323-4401 for more info. The Needles Chamber announces its Lucky Greens Golf Tournament is set for March 18th. Call Jessica, 760-326-2050, or visit the Needles Chamber at 950 Front Street. Havasu's Earth Day Community Cleanup is a giant effort in its second year with numerous community organizations participating on Saturday, March 25th. To register, to volunteer, or to suggest a cleanup site, go to Lake Havasu Earth Day Rotary Day of Service on Facebook. The BBB is rewarding students with its annual Ethical Torch Student Scholarship Program. To learn more, visit torchsa.bbbcommunity.org.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.